Give me a little glimpse into next year for us.
Next year is going to be interesting. Next year will be better. Next year, we're going to see a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of inventions. One of the things that we will see, there are some dictatorial leaders, maybe Rasputin. Oh, did I say Rasputin? I mean Putin. could rear his ugly head. The guy in Venezuela, and so we
Chavez.
Could see, yeah, we could see some dictatorial attitudes coming up. But it'll be a year of major inventions, new beginnings, new starts, a great year for communication also. And next year is a whole new beginning. So whatever we're going through now, I think in a way you're right, and you're predicting that we need to be realigning ourselves in the next few months. Getting ready for the holidays, getting ready for the cheer. After all, Halloween is about not being afraid of death. I mean, that's what that's all about. You see ghosts and skeletons and whatnot, and it's something to laugh at. And I think people who are preoccupied with end times, you know, I tend to be the antidote to Dr. Doom. I think some of their consciousness is affecting some of this negativity in the fundamentalist communities, Christian, Islamic, and Jewish communities.
I got to do a show with you and Dr. Doom. I'll feel like I'm on some kind of a tug of war.
We could have a bit of a struggle, I think. You know, when George Bush became president, I said, "Oh, there goes FEMA." I know that his father also was neglectful when Hurricane Andrew hit Florida, mm-hmm. and 10,000 people were homeless. And you know, a good leader is there 2 or 3 days before, not 2 or 3 days after. And so I've started to prepare myself. I live in an earthquake country, and it's very funny that you mentioned the CC radio. I have that written down here. Prepare yourself. Keep water in the car for a couple of days. Keep recycling it also. Take it into the house. Put new water in your car in case you get stuck on the road. In whatever weather you're in. Have extra food in the house that's easy to prepare. Have a crank radio. Have extra batteries in the house. In other words, be prepared. But I have some other cautions and concerns. One on a lighter note is if you're a medical student and you're undecided about the course of your studies, get into hand medicine because of all that text messaging that's going on. Autology. In other words, study the ear. And, you know, a lot of people with iPods are going to be losing their hearing. And I think we're going to need some mental health practitioners who specialize in post-trauma syndrome.